Recording. Speech off.
Hello everyone, it's Paula here, doing another intermittent audio mo. Oh, I nearly knocked a glass off the side then, that would have been disastrous. Anyway, I apologise for the, if this boo doesn't make sense. Oh, the ice cream man, see if you can hear it. Well, that was the ice cream van. I don't know if you heard it. I'll have to listen to that back. I just dashed across the room. I was going to open the door. Fell over a chair on the way. There it is again. Oh, that's because I walked away again. Hopefully it'll do it again in a minute. Oh, it wasn't what I was going to do my audio mo thing about. Or even what I was going to say now. Yeah, I was going to apologise for the incoherentness of this audio boo because I have terrible back pain and I've been given morphine patches today. So I've got to take them along with all my other medication as well. So goodness knows how I will be by the end of it. That is fairly interesting. I'm just really hoping that they sort the pain out enough so I can sleep. That's all that I want, really. So, anyway, my audio boo today, or audio mo, is about... I think I mentioned it briefly another time, as that I do reading in school, at my daughter's school. I do sort of two different things really with the reading. One day I do reading with the visually impaired children, helping them with their braille, and then on a Wednesday afternoon the children read to me, but they don't actually read to me, they read to Gemma, who is my guide dog. So there's been some studies done to show that children who read to a dog improves their confidence and therefore they're reading, because they feel a bit more confident to read to an animal than they do to a person. Not quite too sure how this is working, because obviously I'm sitting there with Gemma and I do help them. If they get stuck on a word, I will ask them to spell it out for me and I'll help them with it. So I'm not too sure whether it's actually, you know, whether they you know, just the same as reading to another adult, really. Anyway, they enjoy it, and they get to stroke Gemma. And Gemma enjoys it, because she gets to have some fuss, and she seems to like listening to the stories. She just lays down and goes to sleep. One of the children said to me one day, why does the dog always go to sleep? And I said, well, it's a bit like when you have a bedtime story, and when somebody reads to you at bedtime, it makes you really tired and sleepy. So they were right then, they understood. They're like, oh, yeah. But they're quite sweet. I was reading with the year one children today. I have a list of specific children that need a bit of extra confidence. And it's actually very interesting, the range of their reading abilities. There's some that are doing really well, and there's others that are struggling quite a lot, you know. But all of them, they think they need to, it's their confidence that they need to improve rather than their actual reading ability, although obviously that would help too. So I'm just hoping it's working, really, and they do enjoy it and we enjoy it. So there you go. I will be back, no doubt, in the next few days when I can think of something to say that won't bore you all to death. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye.
Speech on.